This is Kai and Tay, and
may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God.
Each Pride Month, we celebrate God's love for all people. We hear the promise of welcome shared in our scriptures, and we sing songs that set to music a powerful theology of inclusion. Many of the most inclusive and theologically welcome songs we sing, not just in June, but year-round, are written by Mark Miller, which is why it is such a gift to have him join us for conversation throughout the month as we get to know him better, his music, and the message that God is sharing through him. One of the other special parts of Pride Month is the beautiful and symbolic decoration of our altar. Kay Davey started thinking about this altar months ago, and I'm grateful for her creativity and hard work to help us experience such a colorful worship space from home. Had we been in the sanctuary this week, we would have seen the altar change. Not just change from last week, but change from the beginning of the service to the end of the service. This week, we reflect on the hymn, Christ Has Broken Down the Wall. And part of its inspiration is woven into a creatively designed worship space.
This hymn came from a service that we had at Drew University. We were having a summer music program, and part of the theme was who is allowed, who is welcome. And for our first service, people came into the chapel, and there was a barbed wire around the communion table, and it was a pretty stark. And we, little did we know how much we were kind of predicting what's been happening the last bit of time in our church. But this was 2006, maybe. And so towards the end of that conference, we took down the barbed wire, took down the wall. And so that's the inspiration. The song came from there.
Barbed wire around the communion table. A stark image, but not an inappropriate metaphor. Those of us who have always felt welcome at church, for some of us, it's hard to comprehend the painful reality. Since the communion table represents God's love and acceptance, for many, especially in the LGBT community, the barbed wire is the institution of the church, the judgment of people who claim the name Christian. The institution of the church and far too many of its people have actively separated in ways that cause injury. Such active separation denies the character of God. We are reminded over and over in the words of Jesus, in the writings of the apostles, in the wisdom of the prophets, in the stories of God, we are reminded over and over that God's love is for all people. We hear it again today in the words of Romans 15. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Not allow. Not try to change, not tolerate, accept. Accept one another as Christ accepted you. Christ has accepted you just as God created you to be. You are loved. You are held in the heart of the divine. And so it is for each and every person. And there is no place for anything otherwise. The judgment and exclusion of LGBTQ people in the community has no more place in the life of God's church than barbed wire has around our altar. When we declare as a congregation that we are building a home where all belong, it is to create a community where no one questions if they are welcome. Such questioning, such doubt, it's pervasive in this world. It breaks my heart that anyone would think they are not welcome and accepted. But those who claim the name Christian while not claiming God's all-encompassing love have done damage. Hear Mark talk about his own hesitancy in writing this hymn.
And I wrote the words out of a desire, again, to let people know that they are accepted, that this bar that we put up on who can be accepted, who's acceptable, I feel like it doesn't square with the understanding of what unconditional love means. So we're accepted as we are, that second verse. You know, but when I first wrote it, I thought to myself, am I allowed to write those words? I literally thought that. I thought, can we sing that in church? Because does God accept us as we are? And of course I said, yes, that's what I believe. And I should feel empowered to put those words in our mouths to sing. God's love reconciles us to each other and to the divine. So that second verse, though, it was a controversial thing for me to think through 14 years ago, 15 years ago, to write it. And literally, I was responding to myself in verse 3, that I need to deal with my doubts and my fears about that issue of being accepted, because what does Christ's power in breaking down these walls mean? And then again, once we have that knowledge, we are called on to be the ones who are going to tear down those walls of inhospitality, of hatred, of division. It's what God calls us to do. So
we are accepted as we are. Can we sing that in church? We should be empowered to sing these words. We are accepted as we are. You are accepted as you are. And anything that would prevent someone from knowing this truth must be taken down. Because that is what Christ's life, death, and resurrection were all about. In his resurrection, Christ tore down the darkest, scariest wall that life has ever known, death. Telling the world there is nothing more powerful than God's love. This is the work before us, to tear down walls as we build a home where all belong. And it will require our best efforts and our honest selves. Which is why I'm so grateful for Mark's transparency. Cast aside your doubts and fears. For our doubts and our fears, they are our own walls that keep us from stepping fully into the light of God's love. They keep us from doing the work of God's kingdom. Gratefully, we don't do the work alone, for God's love grows and builds in each of us and in us together as a community. You know, that's something Mark weaves into his hymns, not simply in the lyrics, but also in the music itself.
I think my organ professor, if he had the language back at Juilliard, would have called me a drama queen, and would say that that's where my musical sensibilities lie, and he wouldn't be wrong. And drama can kind of launch us in a whole different realm of outside of ourselves. You know, we kind of get outside of ourselves when we. And so I have a sense, like there's a musical sensibility, the style of liturgical Disney. That's another, I hope to, because the dramatic movement and the kind of inspirational piece I see is really important. So the musical ideas that I use of modulation, of adding voices, of suspending time. It's like I said in Welcome, you know, where the rhythm, I would like it to stop, and we I'm cinematic in my writing, and it's just who I am. And also, I feel like I'm simple in my writing, not simplistic necessarily, but simple with ideas that can grow. So with the song "Crisis Broken on the Wall," you know, kind of the idea of taking a seed and then letting it bloom into something. I like to see that happen.
We again find parallel encouragement in our scripture today. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God not only gives endurance and encouragement, God gives us each other. A community in which our voices join together to create something bigger, something stronger, that we might be one voice together, proclaiming, working, creating, recreating God's vision of hospitality and welcome. We're accepted as we are, and in the knowledge and assurance of that love, we go forth to tear down every wall.